Psst, hey, it's me, Steve Stewart from the Money Planet SOS podcast. Thanks so much for taking your time out of your day to listen to this show, the show that is the smack in the back of the head of the financial advice that we normally get and wakes people up to the dangers of debt. I'm not going to talk too much about debt today. We're just going to have some fun. So I want you to just sit back, relax, and see how many of the answers you know in this, the 129th episode of the Money Planet SOS podcast. Show notes will be at moneyplanetsos.com/129.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from FinCon 13 in St. Louis, it's the Money Planet SOS podcast, episode 129. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Money Plan SOS Podcast. I'm your humble servant and personal finance architect, Steve Stewart, who hates your debt more than you. If you're a new listener, and a lot of the people in this very room today are, I want to just let you know, this is the show that helps everyone learn how to live on less than they make, show the importance of avoiding and eliminating debt from their lives, and avoid the manipulative messages from those trying to get to your money. We're doing something very unusual. This is a live presentation at the FinCon conference here in St. Louis, and I have four beautiful contestants behind me who are going to participate in our very first game show. Give it up for our round of contestants here today. I'm going to have each one of them introduce themselves real briefly and tell us who they are, what their blog is, and what it's about. So first, I'd like to introduce Kim. Kim, who are you, and what's your blog?
I'm Kim. My blog is called Eyes on the Dollar. I'm an optometrist in real life, so that's sort of my little play on words. And it's just about my journey toward achieving 2020 financial vision.
Next, we have Lena. Lena, go ahead and tell us who you are and what your blog is about.
My name is Lena Gott. I have two blogs. One is taxesandstuff.com and one is whatmommydoes.com. I'm a CPA and a stay-at-home mom of three little kids, 5, 3, and 1.
All right. Thank you for participating. Next, we have the one and only Paula Pant. Tell us about yourself, Paula.
Hi. My name's Paula Pant. I write the blog Afford Anything, which is about ditching the 9-to-5, escaping the cubicle, and doing whatever you want in your life, creating freedom and abundance.
Thanks for coming up. Finally, we have Lauren. Now, Lauren, you have a very interesting Twitter handle. You might have to spell it out for us.
Okay, so I'm Lauren. I'm from LB in the Money Tree. That's L-B-E-E, like a bumblebee. And my blog's just about money and finances as it relates to me and how it affects my self-esteem and how young women can really take control of their finances and empower themselves. So.
All right, everybody give our contestants a round of applause. This is going to be great. FinCon, this is the first ever financial blogger quiz show. We're going to have a blast, I promise you that. What we're going to do is we're going to ask these lovely ladies some trivia questions, and we have to find out, of course, who wants to answer that question. So what I'm going to do is give each one of them, it's a little noisemaker. So the first one to bleat their horn will be the one to give their first possible answer. Now, if they don't answer it correctly, that's okay. What we're going to do is let somebody else answer until they get it right. Now, if everybody gets it wrong, we'll just pass on the question. Now, I do need a volunteer from the audience who'd like to keep score for me to go over to the board. Who would like to keep score for me? We're going to have some prizes that we're going to give away later on. Let me let you know what some of those prizes are. Well, one is a booby prize, but it's something that one of you will probably be able to use. You'll be very grateful for it. I also have a one-month business plan for Rafflecopter, which is the way to have online giveaways for your blog. We'll be giving away a copy of You Need a Budget, the best budgeting software that my wife uses. So you know I'm really excited about that. I'm wearing the T-shirt right now. I make the logo look bigger than Jesse Meekham ever could. Finally, I have a 30-minute coaching session with PT Money himself, the organizer of the Financial Blogger Conference. Those are our prizes that we'll be giving away today. Are you guys excited? Yeah. I think you're more excited about the questions that are about to come up, right? All right. We're going to start off with three quick questions. Now, these questions will be worth 10 points apiece. First person to bleat their horn gets to answer the question. If they get it right, they get 10 points. Audience, don't give them any hints. The first question is a fill-in-the-blank question. The invention of the ice cream cone, the Gateway Arch, and Budweiser beer All hail from the city. I swear I heard Kim first.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, yes. She gets 10 points. Cardinal baseball games are most often played in what city? Lauren.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, that's right. Denver is an awesome, awesome city. If you guys went to FinCon last year, Denver is an awesome city. But one that's even more awesome is?
Oh, yes, St. Louis.
St. Louis, there you go. I told you that was going to be easy. Okay, we're warmed up. We're getting ready to go, right? Lauren, you've taken the lead. You got 20 points already. All right, now these questions will also be 10 points apiece. 10 points apiece. All right. The stock ticker for Anheuser-Busch, which is traded on the New York Stock Exchange, is? Lauren?
BUS.
BUS is not correct. Kim?
ANH.
ANH is not correct. Yes. Lena?
ANB.
ANB is not correct. Paula, you're the last one. What is Anheuser-Busch known for?
AHB?
No. The audience screams it out. It is what? BUD, Budweiser. All right, next question. Opening multiple credit card accounts each year solely to benefit from the special limited time offers and bonus miles is known as, Paula?
Travel hacking.
Travel hacking is not the word I'm looking for.
Churning.
Kim? What is it?
Churning.
Credit card churning, yes. She gets 10 points.
Sorry.
What is the scientific name given to the study of money and its history?
Sorry, what?
Pay attention.
Sorry.
That's part of my motto. Pay attention. What is the scientific name given to the study of money and its history? This was a trivia question from Joe's neighbor, Doug. It was on the Stacking Benjamin show just a week or two ago. You maybe haven't heard it yet. Lauren?
Monetology?
No. That was really good, though. That's great. Not quite. Anybody want to take a stab at it?
The study of money and its history.
All right. We'll pass on this. I'll give you the answer. It's numismatics. Okay. That's probably the second hardest question of all here. Okay. According to the Federal Reserve, debit card usage surpassed credit card usage in what year? Yes, Lena.
2008.
Is not correct. Yes, Kim? 2009 is correct. Kim gets 10 points. Now, we're going to talk about taxes for a second. Our favorite subject. Right? Oh, no.
Horn doesn't work.
Paula broke her horn.
The horn hasn't worked the whole time.
I apologize. We'll have to get that fixed. Here, try it out. Huh. I don't know what you did.
What if she yells really loud, Paula? Like, that's her thing.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that. Okay.
Honk, honk.
Well, she'll put it up in the air. She'll put it up in the air. That way we get a visual of it as well, okay? What is the current state income tax for Texas? Yes, Kim.
Zero.
It is zero. Very good. All right. Everybody knows the answer to this next question. Name the certified financial planner who was also known as the Soldier of Finance. Paula.
Jeff Rose.
Jeff Rose is correct. Plutus Award winner Jeff Rose. Who said, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today? Kim.
Wimpy.
Wimpy, yes. J. Wellington Wimpy. Now we move on to a few more questions. We're going to make these 20 points apiece. 20 points. All right, now this one could be a little difficult. I will give you within a range of $1,000 for your answer, so you got to figure out what it is. Student loan debt has surpassed the $1 trillion mark. Yes, Kim?
$1.2 trillion.
Listen to the rest of the question.
I was like, I was the rest of the question.
Great answer, but not what I'm looking for. So if it's more than a trillion, this means the average student graduates with how much student loan debt? Yes.
$25,000?
Almost. I think it was Lena.
$21,000?
No.
$22,000?
No.
I already said $1.2 trillion.
Yeah, that's right. You already answered. You're a little high, thank goodness. It's $26,600.
Wow, that's a lot.
For 20 points, the collective effort of raising capital by receiving small investments from a large cross-section of people is called?
Crowdfunding?
Yes, crowdfunding. Paula gets 20 points. Now, we only have four more questions before I eliminate one of you from the pool. We're going to vote somebody off of the FinCon Island. So, yeah, Lena, you got to get going here. Okay, so let's see. This is going to have to do, it's not really so much financial. It has to do more with social media in the financial blogger world. What is the Twitter hashtag used by Dorothea Connor for her tweet chats? What is the Twitter hashtag that Dorothea Connor uses for her tweet chats? Is Dorothea here? I thought she was coming this year. Sandy Smith, do you know what it is? Nope, not small business. Yes, Lauren?
PF chat?
No, not PF chat.
Dang.
Oh.
Paula?
SB chat?
Not SB chat. Yup. If you watch my interview of her from last year on YouTube, it's money chat. She's real proud of that. According to FICO, what is the highest credit score number you can get? Lauren?
840?
No. Kim? 880? No.
850.
Paula. 850 is the correct answer. Paula gets 20 points. What was the name of Average Joe Money's very first podcast? Paula?
Two Guys and Your Money.
No. Average Joe Money's first podcast. What is his website name? Kim? It's not Stacking Benjamins. Lauren?
Average Joe Money.
No. Lena, you've got a chance to get 20 points here. Their first podcast. Sorry, Joe. This is embarrassing.
Average Money.
No. It was the worst of the free financial advisor podcast.
Oh.
Bonus question. What is the name of the Average Joe Money's second podcast? Yes, Kim. Two Guys in Your Money podcast. Yes, she gets 20 points. All right, it's time to vote somebody off the island. We can take a quick look at our summary here, and it's pretty easy to see that I have to, unfortunately, let Lena go because she has the lowest score of zero. So I appreciate it. All right. Now, these questions are going to be worth 50 points apiece. No, you know what? This is the first financial blogger conference. Let's raise the bar to 100. 100 points apiece. There's not too many questions. Are you ready? The Treasury building served as the temporary White House for which president? The Treasury building served as the temporary White House for which president? Yes, Kim.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, no. Yes, Lauren.
James Madison.
James Madison, no.
George Washington?
Not George Washington, no. It was Andrew Johnson following Abraham Lincoln's assassination. That was the third hardest question of this whole thing. All right. Finish this quote. First horn to honk gets to finish this quote. It's a quote from Warren Buffett. B. Yes.
Greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy.
Yes, Paula. Yes. Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. That's 50 points. Fantastic. Within $10,000. Your answer can be within $10,000 of the correct answer. How much did one share of Berkshire Hathaway close at the end of business yesterday? Within $10,000, how much was one share of Berkshire Hathaway trading for yesterday? Yes, Lauren.
$10,000.
$10,000, no. Yes, Kim.
$25,000.
$25,000, no. Paula?
$120,000?
You're closer. No, none of them were within $10,000. This is one share of Berkshire Hathaway was $175,400. That's insane. I think, like, that's one share in my 401k. That's about it.
There goes diversification.
That's right. All right. As of this year, there are 7 tax brackets for ordinary income. Just, you know, regular income. The lowest tax bracket is? Kim.
16%?
16%, no. Paula.
15%.
15%, no. Lauren, you want to try it? Lowest tax bracket.
20%?
No, it's 10%.
Wow.
Lowest tax bracket is 10%. Bonus question, what's the highest tax bracket? Paula?
36%.
36%? Not close enough. Lauren?
40%.
Close enough. 39.6%. We rounded up. It's 40%. Yes, that's fine. That's a big range, 10% to 39.6. Unbelievable. Last question in this round, or I'm sorry, last question of this type. What is the name for a high-risk bond that offers a high yield? Paula.
Junk bonds.
Yes, junk bond. 100 points goes to Paula for that one. All right, this one, we've got two questions left for this type of a round. I've got to switch it up a little bit. Name three mobile card readers you can use to collect credit card and debit card payments on your phone.
Three.
Name three mobile card reader payment systems. Name two of the portable mobile card readers you can stick on your iPhone or whatever to collect credit card payments.
I name one.
What's one, Lauren?
Maybe you can... Square.
Square is one. Does that jar anybody's memory? That didn't count because she didn't honk her horn.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Anybody know
I don't know
ones?
Anything about mobile card readers.
PayPal is one, yes. Does anybody know any of the others? One of them is here in the expo. One of them is here in the expo. There is Breadcrumb by Groupon. I didn't know about that one. Intuit's Go Payment. PayPal, Pay Anywhere, PayLevin, which I think is overseas. Phone Swipe, Square, Swift Pay, and Verifone Payware. I wouldn't have known three either. So we're going to give Lauren 25 points,
Thank
even though
you.
She didn't get the whole thing right. She tried, she got one right. Fantastic. All right. Who coined the phrase FinCon, where the true blogging nerds unite? Lauren.
Philip Taylor.
Not Philip Taylor, no. Paula.
J Money.
Yes, that's right. J Money coined that phrase, where the true blog nerds unite. We're going to have to tally up our totals here. We'll find out who we get to vote off the FinCon Island right now. We, unfortunately, have to say goodbye to Kim, who only has 70 points. Wah, wah, wah. Moving on to our next segment. This is the test right here to see if they'll invite me back to FinCon next year or if I'm banned forever. Who wants to go first? This is going to be alternating.
Oh.
Alternating. And there's only one challenge per person. That's it. Who wants to go first?
The birthday girl can go first.
Who's the birthday girl? All Paula right. Pant's birthday is today. Anybody want to say happy birthday, Paula? Shall we sing? Yeah?
I'll let you pick if you want me to go
one,
first.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paula. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, everybody. I've entered my 30s as of a couple hours ago. It's true.
All right, your first answer will then move on to what you will have to do next. Ready?
Sure.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Dare. All right, stand up. Paula, what does the fox say?
What?
Oh.
What does the fox say? I'll get out of the way so we can videotape this.
I have no idea what this is a reference to.
Wow, okay.
Is this
okay.
A pop song? I'm sorry, I'm in my 30s.
Lauren, do you want to steal this?
Well, it's like dick, 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 dick.
Get up and show us, and I'm going to give you 200 points.
I'm not going to dance. This isn't my challenge.
I'll give you 200 points.
What?
200 points.
I don't know the dance.
It doesn't have to be a good dance. So what does the fox say?
Dick, dick, dick,
all right, Lauren gets 200
points. 200 points, yeah.
Paula, you get to try again.
Okay.
It'll have to be a dare. Show us what's in your purse.
Well, I'm not carrying a purse, but in my badge...
I'll tell you what. Let's change that. Show us what's on your cell phone front page.
Okay.
And give it to me. Unlock it and let me see it.
All right. I'll get you to the home page.
Oh, man. This is too complicated.
All right, we're not going to do this again next year.
Okay, so what is a Scout Mob?
Scout Mob is like Groupon, but better. It's an app in which you get daily deals, like 50% off deals. But unlike Groupon, you don't have to actually purchase it. You just go into the merchant or the retailer and just show it to them when you're ready to pay. So there's no commitment.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Here is the dare.
Okay.
Delete it.
Okay.
She knows she can get all this back. That's the problem with this.
I
thought I'd give it a shot. Just see. All right. All right. Hey, I don't want to hurt anybody permanently. I like you, Paula, so I wouldn't make you do that. All right, Lauren. We're going to give her 200 points, by the way, for doing that. Lauren, we'll give you another chance to score 200 points.
Okay.
Truth or dare?
Truth or dare?
Probably.
Dare.
Truth. Victor.
Lauren, from LB The Money Tree. If your blog was True North, then whose blog would you consider True South?
Ouch.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Who is the exact opposite
of me?
Of your message or your theme of your blog? Who's the opposite?
I think I'm going to have to say Money SOS.
Oh! That's pretty close to Money Plan SOS. Yeah. Wow. That almost hurt me.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I got to give it to her. She'll get 200 points. Okay. Paul, I'm going to give you one more chance. If you want to take this.
All right.
Are you willing to take a dare, a truth?
Sure.
Okay. What blogger of the opposite sex do you wish you could be?
You.
This is kind of like the answer to every question is Jesus, right? You know? The default.
Would you like a different answer?
I would like a real answer from you, Paula. Be honest, please.
I want to be Jay Money so my mohawk can be as cool as his.
All right. We'll accept that for 200 points. All right. I'd like to bring up my first two contestants back up again because I want to give them their prizes. And then we will announce who the actual winner is. So if I could please have Kim and Lena come up again. Now, who was the first one off? Lena? Yes. Do you ever fly Southwest Airlines?
Sometimes.
You do. Fantastic. Do you drink alcohol?
Sometimes.
Fantastic. This is 4 free drinks on Southwest Airlines for alcohol. Now, it's a valuable prize depending on how close you're sitting next to the screaming baby, so I can't give you an actual monetary value of that prize.
I have them with me, so
that's true. You do have kids. All right. Next, I have Kim. We're going to award her with... Oh, and I need your help to do something for me. Why don't you come up here and stand for me? It's not going to be embarrassing, I promise. What we're doing also is the listeners of my podcast have been entering to win a copy of YNAB, the best budgeting software that my wife uses. And so I actually have to pull a winner. I would like to have you do it for me right now.
David Bennett.
David Bennett. Now, he was a last chance entry option, so he was like getting in at the very last minute, and he still won a copy of YNAB. So, David Bennett, I have your email. I will be sending you a confirmation code for YNAB, which is the exact same prize that I'm going to be giving you a copy of Rafflecopter. It's a one-month business plan, and what's really cool about that is anytime you want, you set up your account. You give something away. It could be a book or anything. There's all kinds of different entry options. I had, tweet this, like my Facebook page, try YNAB for free for 34 days. These are all entry options. You get people then to engage into your giveaway and give away a book or anything like that. So that's a business plan. You can brand with your logo, get all kinds of analytics. It's very, very cool. So everybody, congratulate Kim. Now for the final... Well, here, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what those two prizes were. One, of course, was a copy of YNAB. And so I want to find out, we can see who the winner is of the very first Financial Blogger Conference game show. It's Paula. Paula, you get to choose from PT Money, 30 Minutes with PT Money, or a copy of YNAB. You get to choose. Which one did you like?
I would take the 30 Minutes with PT Money.
I thought you would. All right, 30 Minutes coaching with PT Money. And then, Lauren, you get a copy of YNAB. You can also give it away to a friend if you'd like. So we're not going to force you into using a budgeting software program if you already have one that works for you. But make sure you use a budget. Everybody needs a budget. You need a budget. Everybody give my contestants a round of applause. I want to thank everybody for coming and attending FinCon 13 in my hometown. I really appreciate coming out here. I hope that we made it comfortable and exciting for you. Also, if everyone could please give my audio consultant a round of applause, Average Joe Money. Appreciate it. This is once again Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS reminding you to please pay attention, not interest. Good night.
Once again, thank you for being my listener, for checking this out, and hopefully you had a fun time. And if you didn't win the YNAB giveaway, don't worry. We'll have another one next year at some point. But if you're interested in giving it a try, there's a 34-day free trial of YNAB. Just go to moneyplansos.com/YNAB. That should be pretty easy to remember. moneyplansos.com/YNAB. You get a 34-day free trial there. The program can be installed on as many computers as you have, both Mac and PC. You also can download the iPhone or the Android app, which makes tracking your spending so easy. It's amazing. So I love YNAB. I hope you do too. Thank you so much for being my listener. And I'm going to have some extra goodies for you in an upcoming episode. So stay subscribed. God bless.